Paulo Coelho ist hier. Herzlich willkommen. Er hat gestern die abgefahrenste Fete der Buchmesse veranstaltet. Er hat eingeladen aus einem gigantischen Anlass. Er hat 100 Millionen Bücher verkauft. Das ist wirklich ein Grund zum Feiern. Er kam dafür ins Guinness-Buch der Rekorde. Er ist gleich zweimal in diesem Guinness-Buch. Das zweite Mal, weil der Alchemist in 67 Sprachen übersetzt ist. Ich weiß gar nicht, dass es so viele Sprachen gibt. Ein paar fehlen vielleicht noch. Auch dafür ist er gestern geehrt worden. Are you already fit? This was a great party.
Yes, and I must tell you that Wolfgang was dancing there, which does not mean that he's going to be kind to me today, but at least he had a fun yesterday.
One of your guests was a very famous singer and the Minister of Culture of Brazil, and you did together No Woman, No Cry. This was, for me, a great moment.
Thank you. But it was very important because Gilberto Gil, who is our Minister of Culture, our eternal Minister of Culture, he was there, he took a plane to come here because he understands how symbolic it is to cross this barrier of 100 million books sold. And this is basically due to the readers. So during, 1 month, I asked my readers to upload photos with their favorite books in internet, and we put several screens in the event, and we could have there the most important person in this chain, the writer, the publisher, the distributor, the bookseller, that at the end of the day is the reader. So I'm glad that we also have the readers there.
How do you explain yourself this absolutely unbelievable success?
Well, Wolfgang, I have 2,334 ways to explain, but none of them is true.
Yeah.
So I would say basically that it is word of mouth. It is people talking to other people, talking to other people. The success did not arrive like this. It comes slowly, slowly, slowly. And what is more important than everything is that, let's say, I was first published here by Diogenes in 96. And I still have a book in the bestseller list this week. So that means that the reader is very faithful. And this is a blessing to an author.
Do you think the reasons of your success are natural, or is it a kind of destiny?
We never know. I mean, I think they are natural. I do believe in everything that I write in my books, and among the things that I write in my books, there is one thing, that when you really want something, the universe is going to conspire to help you. So in this case, I fought for my dream. I had a lot of partners who really believed in me, because no man is an island. You cannot do anything alone. So we need people to support you. And on my way, I met a lot of people who could support me, starting with my agent, Monica Antunes, and then my readers, and then the journalists. So that's why we are here today.
The main message of all your books is live your dreams. Did you live all your dreams?
Well, I'm in the process of living my dreams, because from the moment that I decided to be a writer, well, a writer writes books. Success is a consequence. So what happened to me is that I wrote my first, my second, and then of course I could have stopped many years ago. It's not about money. But I continue writing, and I think it is very important for me to have this new challenge every second year, because then you are there. You are like a child in front of a new book. You never know what's going to come out. You know that it is your soul. And then when you give part of your soul, you share part of your soul, you feel really, really relieved that people can understand. But answering your question, I'm in the process of living my dream, but I hope that I will be on this thing up to the day that I die, because I have always new challenges and new challenges and new challenges, meaning new books, new platforms like internet, new challenges like living my life and doing and being faithful to myself.
Yes, this sounds good, but how do you manage it to be excited with each new book? Why are you not bored from yourself?
I'm not bored because, let me tell you something. Sometimes I think, okay, I'm not going to write. I wrote many books, one book every 2 years. So now I'm going to stop and I'm going to do something else. And then I get bored. When I'm not doing the thing that I fought to do, when I'm not doing the thing that I want to do, you can have everything in your life, but you're not fulfilling your dream. So I get very bored when I don't get the challenge of writing a new book.
I think that's one of the most different, difficult things in everybody's life, not being bored by our job, by our family, by all the lifetime.
I think we are facing now, and there are several indications, a turning point. You see people more and more committed to what they want to do and not to what society imposes them to do. You see now the crash of the stock market. For years, people believed in that esoteric thing because the stock market is totally esoteric. People have to rethink twice. Is everything about money or is everything about joy, about having to be committed to life? So you see several signs that more and more people, and I know that because I have a blog that is easy, paulocoelhoblog.com, and there I can discuss with my readers your question. And more you see people getting totally committed to their dreams, taking sometimes difficult steps. Oh, I have to quit my job, I have to do this, I have to do that. But what is life about? Life is about living, and you cannot live your life by selling your time. You can sell your time, but you cannot buy it back. So more and more people realize, I'm not going to sell my time for something that I'm not happy. I'm going to do things that I'm happy, and that's it.
Yes, so you are lucky and happy, but most people have to sell their time.
They don't. I don't think they have to. I think this is an excuse. I think that from the moment that you know what you want to do, there is not more important than doing what you have to do. And then you can be successful, because today I'm sitting here in this very prestigious blue sofa talking to you. And if you go back in my career, and if you read my biography that will be published here in a year from now, I was always fighting for that. And I wanted to be a writer, but I am Brazilian. We have no translations, no tradition. You see, the Brazilian market is very complicated. So I could tell to myself, oh, I have to do something else and then be a writer. But I decided not to. I decided after doing my pilgrimage to Santiago de Compostela, I'm going to start writing. And since I could succeed, I think everybody can, because I fought against all odds.
Let's talk a little bit about this book, Breeder. It's your newest book in German language, but it's not your newest book. It's actually your third, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's a milestone in your career. Why that?
It was a milestone in my career because when the pilgrimage, the Jakob Weg, was published, the press totally ignored. When The Alchemist was published, the press totally ignored. And then I was over 500 million books, 500,000 books sold in Brazil. And they could not ignore me anymore. So they had to wait for a third book. And then when Brother was released, it was the first time that I was in the Brazilian press, even if I had sold before 500,000 copies. The press, of course, was very surprised and was not very kind because I was not discovered by them. I was discovered by the readers. And then Brida is the story of a girl, by then a girl. She was 29 when I met her, and I met her in Lourdes, and we had this contact. She was telling me the feminine path to knowledge. And I was planning to write something about my own experience in that path that we did together, but it was impossible. So I said, I'm going to tell the story of Brida, because the story of Brida is the story of every woman and every man, mm-hmm. and every man that somehow is committed to do something. Conflicts, moments of despair, moments of breaking with someone that is important to you, but still following your path, regardless of the price that you have to pay.
So Brida is not a fiction.
It's not
everything true.
Well,
in this book
is 80% true. The story is true, and then of course I was not there, and I had to create some situations, and also I have to summarize the story. But the story, the guideline is yes, it's a non-fiction book, but okay, let's consider it fiction.
Yeah, Brida meets two masters, two teachers, old wise men, and a witch. At the end, she decides...
Don't tell the end,
no?
Please.
What is a witch? Simple question.
What is a witch? Well, there is a lot of prejudices about witch. On my opening speech here in the Frankfurt Book Fair, I mentioned Giordano Bruno, who was a scholar, who was someone brilliant for his time, who was someone honest, but he did not comply with the rules of the system by then. So they called him a witch, and they burned Giordano Bruno at the stake. You still, when you go to Rome, you can see this monument there, the place where he was burned. So a witch is a person who is not combining or accepting the rules, and instead of thinking we have to suffer to get anywhere, we have to live in suffering and pain, she says, no, life is pleasure. We're going to have a punch, we can be knocked down, but if we stop and think, we're going to stand up again and fight again. This happened to me many times. I guess this happened to you many times also. And so a witch is a person who is not going to the traditional way, but using his or her, because a witch can be for a man or a woman, attitude towards life, understanding that pleasure is not a sin. Of course, pleasure with responsibility.
In the story, you are telling also about a witch Sabbath. So in my imagination, I read Goethe and so on. I thought it's more about sex. But in your book, this witch Sabbath is not really about sex. It's more about drugs.
It is true that the classic Sabbaths, if you're talking technical terms, they have a bit of energy, sexual energy, but not in the way that we see. So in Brida, I try to describe the classic Sabbath, mm-hmm. that you use the force of nature, you are there, you are naked, you are connected with other people, but not necessarily using sex as a connection. I wrote another book on sex that's called 11 Minutes, and there I put my thoughts on sex. But in Brida, what I try to describe is a classical Sabbath according to the ancient traditions.
Almost every artist I know suffers from fear, sometimes even depression. How about you?
Well, I suffer from fear, not depression. Sometimes I'm scared. And I'm scared not only on a personal basis, but I'm scared towards the situation of the world. And then, of course, the problem is not fear itself. The problem is to be paralyzed by fear. So you fear something and you do nothing. You get there, totally paralyzed. But if you fear something and you think, I have to act to fight this fear, then this is good. As for depression, never in my life I went into depression, but I met many, many people who were depressive. Sometimes it's chemical, meaning they lack some substance in the organism, and sometimes it's really they look to life and they say, this is worthless. What am I doing here? So what I'm telling is that do it, do the things that you want to do. People say you are optimistic. I'm not optimistic. I think the world is changing and we have to change together. I'm doing it. I cannot impose or say do that or do that. I'm just a writer. And a writer cannot change the world. But a writer can at least express his feelings, and then the reader will identify him or herself to these feelings and probably take a decision. This happened to me so many times when I was a teenager. And I was there feeling the sensation that life was useless, etc. And then reading writers like Henry Miller, like Hemingway, like Borges, like all this classic, I said, oh, I'm not alone. So if I'm not alone, of course, something is going to change, but the things are going to change together. So what I got from my writers, my favorite writers, was the sensation that I was not alone. And I think that today we see many, many people writing about this and many, many readers understanding that they are not alone.
Quite often, the hero in your book is a woman. Tell us something about your female dimension.
I think that it was during this pilgrimage that I did with Brida that I started accepting that I had a feminine side. My previous two books, The Alchemist and The Pilgrimage, they have a male character. My most recent book, The Winner is Alone, is also a masculine character. But during this pilgrimage, I started accepting that we all have a feminine side, and I start to develop it. I was only able to manifest it later on in a book, By the River Piedra, I Sat Down and Wept. But when you write, you are a woman, because you are dealing with creation. And creation is a gift, a feminine gift. Only women can create life. So if women can create life, there is nothing to go close to this situation. So at the moment that you sit down to write, you allow yourself to get this inspiration, and you sit there, and you are guided by this inspiration. Of course, later on, you have to work on the old text. And then you have to, of course, be more masculine, learning how to cut your living flesh, because normally my first draft has 3 or 4 times more pages than the final draft. So you have to cut. And cut is very masculine. You take your sword and shh, shh, shh. Then to leave only the things for the reader, use their imagination.
Is the strong female dimension in you one of the reasons for your success? Most of your readers are women.
No. Most of the readers in the world are women. Yeah. If you make a research, you're going to see that women read more than men, on a ratio of 70% and 30%.
Why?
So, I don't know. Probably because they're more open. But I never asked this question. But, 1 second. But then, what I notice now, in a few signing sessions that I participate, my readership is becoming more and more masculine, meaning now we have 50-50. which is very important. So, but it is a woman who says, read this book. So I met many men that say, oh, my girlfriend asked me to read normally. But this is in general, not only for my books, but for any book in this book sphere. If you do a research, you're going to find that 70% of readers are women.
When will your really new book be released in German? The Winner Stands Alone is the title in English.
Yeah, it is. I think that I don't have the schedule because normally it just goes through my agent. But I guess next year we're going to have this. And after my new book, my biography, that I said I'm going to give the keys of my trunk, where I have my diaries and everything, and to a very reliable and famous biographer in Brazil. And he wanted to write my biography. When I read my biography, I was horrified. I panicked. I said, my God, did I do everything? And he said, yes, I have the proof here, your diary, it is written here, you did this, you did that. And then I thought, I'm going to lose all my readers, which not happened. The readers read the biography and they were very happy to know the man who is behind the books. So they know me better than they know their neighbor. So this fear, back to the fear, was there, but I'm very pleased. Of course, I think that the biography goes only to factual things. So this thing happened here and there and there and there, but it's a kind of, well, a story that I myself was very surprised at because I don't look back. And by not looking back, I forget what happened. And then when my wife was reading my biography, she was crying. I said, why are you crying? And she said, oh, you suffered. I said, I did not suffer. She said, yes, I'm reading here. I said, forget, this is past. I'm here and I'm happy and we are doing things. Because when you're fighting, and I read many, I'm a fan of boxing, And when you're fighting, you get hit and you can even get knocked down, but you don't feel anything. So when you fight, you don't suffer. And this is what is beautiful.
Why don't you write your autobiography?
It will be a praise. I will say wonderful things about me, and then it will not be reliable.
Perhaps all your books are
somehow
autobiographies.
You're right. You're right, I think that every book of mine has myself there, and so my biography is, or are, all the books that I wrote. But to sit and to write about my life, first, as I told you, I don't look back. And then, the second thing is, if I write about myself, of course I tend to write nice things about myself. I'm not a self-destructive person, so this is what happened.
Paulo Coelho, vielen Dank. Thank you very much for being on the Blue Sofa.
Danke.